Mr. Boy, I just moved to D.C. with my family. We was living out in Beltsville. Dad come in with that grin in his eye. He said, we gonna get us something extra nasty today. I said, Daddy, where we going? He said, we going down to the Russian embassy, son. I said, the Russian embassy, Daddy, you crazy? He said, no, son. I mean, they grow them big in Russia.
Big women with gargantuan communist pockets. Eating them potatoes, eating red macaroni and cheese, and then when they get to America, they go nuts because they got things. They ain't got Russia, so they get even bigger. I mean, they ain't got no Bavarian creams in Russia. They ain't got no banana splits. They ain't got no Mallow Mars. All that side of capitalist decadence, they ain't got Russia. So when these women get a hold of them, here in the yard, they put on 15, 20 pounds. I mean, it ain't unusual to find one 210, 215.
I said, what are we waiting for, Daddy? Look how tan I am.
Well, I got dressed, we went downtown and pulled along 16th Street there, cruised up in front of the Ruski Embassy. And Daddy smelled the air. He said, I think one of them just went by. I said, yeah, I think I smell the blood of a Ruski woman. I said, well, how are we going to find her? He said, easy, son. Just look for the cracks in the concrete. Sure enough, we found the cracks in the indentations. And sure enough, there she was. Obviously, the washerwoman and one of the house women lumbering to the supermarket to pick up her daily ration of Mallow bars. We fell in behind her. She looked at us and Daddy smiled. She got a smile and kept walking determinedly. Daddy said, Mastrovia,
the schnoozliga.
She said, Maslavlu. I said, damn, Daddy, she don't speak no English. Daddy just smiled and said, hello. Yuski and Miski, how about the Geeski? How about the Geeski? She stopped, she said, how about the Geeski? He said, yeah, how about the Geeski? She said, yeah, da, da. Get in the truck, lady. Well, she climbed in the truck, and you know, we did more for detente. We did more for Glasnost than all the meetings with them big fancy politicians put together. I mean, Daddy had him a time, and she had her a time, and somewhere back in the tundra, somewhere in the Gulagong Archipelago, there seeps a beefy woman whose last memories of her two American friends weren't parting of such sweet sorrow, or the smack of our lips, or even the lilt of a flute that played joyous background music. Her last memory of us will be
back to Beltsville, Daddy. I got dibs on the shower. He's a nice.